Hello and welcome back to the Keep Going podcast. My name is Kat. I am your host. On this podcast, we discuss the habits, rituals, and routines to help you create the happiest and healthiest version of yourself. On this episode, I am going to be discussing why I hate the phrase never miss a Monday, how you can create your bare minimum non-negotiable and create consistency around your workouts. I'm going to be diving into why exercise is so much more than a tool for fat loss. I hope you enjoy this episode. If there is something during this episode that stands out to you, I love when you guys like screenshot the episode and put it on your story and tag me. Like, nothing makes me happier than creating this content and then watching you go and implement this into your life. Let's get right into it. This episode is brought to you by the 90 Day Transformation, my signature flagship course that has helped thousands of women ditch yo-yo dieting and see massive results from their fitness routine. I teach you how to balance your food so you never have to sacrifice the foods that you love. Access quick and effective workouts via the KGK app, which is only available to my clients. So if you were to go and search in the app store, you will not be able to download and join this app without being in my 90 Day Transformation program. The reason I do this is because I walk with you hand in hand through this program. You and I will be doing one-on-one phone calls for massive amounts of accountability. Each week, you and I will hop on the phone. I will hear what's going on in your life so I can program your app with the workouts necessary for you to see results. Stop taking workout programs that are not structured for you and your unique lifestyle. I only take 15 women each cohort, so you're not in a giant sea of people. If you are someone that needs accountability, you want to be able to open your app, see exactly what workouts that you need to do for the week, and then also know that I can see whether you have or haven't done those workouts. I am so excited to invite you to have a consultation call with me. This call is completely free, and this will allow me to tell you more about the program and find out more about you and your unique goals. I want to make sure that every woman that takes on this program is the perfect fit for it. So in the show notes of this podcast, you can schedule a one-on-one call with me where I can go over all of the details of this incredible program. I cannot wait to chat with you. Never miss a Monday is one of my least favorite fitness isms. It's like, to me, most working professionals, Monday through Friday is the most jam-packed time. So if you're looking to build consistency around your workout routine, we need to be really specific about how we schedule. Now, I always think about if I were to tell my best friend, like, hey, let's meet for coffee tomorrow at 10 a.m. at this place. And then the next morning at 10 a.m., I just completely bail. No explanation, no call, no text, no plan to reschedule. Now, most of you probably are hearing that and are like, I would never leave my best friend hanging like that. Now, how many times then have you done that to yourself? How many times have you said, hey, I'm going to work out at this time, that time rolls around, you completely bail, and you don't go, hey, you know what, can we reschedule for tomorrow? Like, today got really crazy, I didn't realize I double booked myself. You would reschedule that appointment to the next most available time, or you would be losing integrity within that relationship. Now, one of the most important things that you can build back up when you are starting your fitness journey is integrity with self. It's saying you're going to do something and then actually showing up and following through. Now, so many people talk about that of integrity and consistency and showing up, but if you have created a plan that is impossible for you to execute, it's going to be really hard to show up. So if you are looking at your schedule and Monday is the most insane day of the week, and then you're also scheduling a workout that you know in the back of your mind, you're like, this is not going to happen. That is out of integrity. You need to schedule those workouts on the days that you know you can execute them. So I have been a personal trainer for now 10 years. So this October, I am celebrating a decade of KGK. It's just like so mind-blowing. But in my decade of coaching women, something I've noticed is that my clients that commit to being weekend warriors, they're working out Friday through Sunday, they are some of the most consistent clients that I have because they're scheduling workouts on a day that makes sense. They're scheduling workouts on a day that adds to their life rather than taking away from it. So if you are barely getting 8 hours of sleep as it is, and then you're also then trying to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get a workout done on a day that is already going to be a 12, 15 hour day jam-packed from front to back, the likelihood of you actually showing up, or maybe you show up the first few times and then that consistency just kind of fades, it's because that schedule makes literally no sense. So when you are creating a schedule, it is so important that it is simple enough that you know you can show up and get it done. Your workout routine does not need to be this insane 5-6 day a week thing. In fact, if you are just starting your fitness journey and you jump right into working 5 or 6 days a week while reducing calories, your body is actually going to adapt, because it has not had the time to build up lean muscle mass to continue to be able to use that higher amount of calories. So if you like cut calories super low and you start to exercise really intensely, you're doing all this cardio, maybe at first you're going to lose, like that initial 10, 12 pounds is going to come off, but I guarantee you, you are going to see a hard plateau. And that is because if without adding in strength training and building up that lean muscle mass, we're not going to see those results. So when you are entering into a fitness journey, I want you to start to figure out, what is my bare minimum non-negotiable for this week? So bare minimum non-negotiable is something that can apply to every category of your life, but in this instance, I'm going to talk about your workouts. Each week, I encourage my clients to set their bare minimum non-negotiable. The amount of workouts that they know, rain or shine, crazy week or not, appointments, work, kids sports, school, all of those things they know they can commit to. For some of my clients, that's 2. For some of them, it's 5. Make sure that when you are creating your bare minimum non-negotiable, you know without fail you can get those workouts done. The next step of your bare minimum non-negotiable is scheduling appointments. Like, it's all fine and good to say, hey, I'm gonna work out on this day, and you have no appointment with yourself to make that workout happen. Open up your calendar. Look at your calendar as if you were your personal assistant. She would look at that calendar and be like, whoa, Monday is a little crazy. I'm gonna schedule your first workout of the week on Tuesday. The rest of the week gets a little bananas. The other two are going to happen Saturday and Sunday because you have the time to allow for it. Now that we have these appointments with ourselves, I know life happens. I know things come up. I know, you know, it's like my dog ate my shoe, or my child is sick, or they had to go to the emergency room, or ended up, you know, getting sick, or I got called into work. Now, if that happens, let's again think about that appointment that is with our best friend. So say if you guys had planned to get coffee at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday, and then something comes up that you cannot avoid, you would hit them up and you say, hey, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I got called into work. Can we plan on meeting on Wednesday at 10 a.m.? Cool. That appointment gets rescheduled. Your workout is the exact same way. You're going to, if that workout cannot happen at the planned time, it is going to get rescheduled to the next most available time. Now, motivation to me is something that is the most unreliable workout partner, and I have talked about that heavily in past podcasts. I am literally never motivated to a workout. There's never a part of me that is like, oh my God, I'm so excited to go and do squats and hip thrusts. Like, can't wait. No, I'm never motivated. I look at it like personal hygiene. I am never motivated to floss. And my hygienist one time told me, only floss the teeth that you want to keep. Boy, has that stuck with me ever since she said that. Only floss the teeth you want to keep. But a workout to me falls into that personal hygiene category. I have to floss my teeth. I have to take a shower to wash my stanky pits. I gotta wash my clothes. I gotta do, you know, certain things to maintain my personal hygiene. Your workouts are the exact same thing. Like, yes, your workouts are a tool. They're a tool to create composition changes, to burn calories. But there are so many other benefits to exercise other than what it does to your body. But the problem is that most people are focusing on their workouts as solely as a way to like look snatched in the bikini. But like, we're forgetting about our overall biomarkers of health. Like, what about your cardiovascular system? What about your muscle tone? What about your bone density? Like, personally, my goal is not to look good in a bikini. That would have made me so bored so long ago. My goal is that when I am 70, 80 years old, I can still sit down on a toilet, so a squatting motion by myself. I can walk. I want to be able to walk as long as possible without assistance. And bone density is one of those things for women that it just heavily decreases over time, especially once we go into menopause. And they have done studies, they've shown women like 70 plus, where they had two groups and one group did resistance training and the other didn't. They just continued to do just cardio. And the ones that were continuing to do resistance training saw an increase in bone density in scans. Like, personally, I don't want to be the old lady that falls down and it's like, oh my God, I broke my hip. Like, I want to be able to move and be vital for as many years as possible. So right now, I am committed to my fitness journey for my future self. So as I age, I want this to be just part of my routine. It's part of my personal hygiene. So exercise is also one of the most effective tools to combat anxiety and depression. And I completely understand that there are some people that need medication. I am not discrediting the use of medication for depression and anxiety, but the data is there. So if you are someone that deals with moderate, mild depression and anxiety, implement a workout routine. Even if your doctor still prescribes you medication, you should still have a stellar workout routine because it adds to your life in so many other ways other than just looking snatched in the bikini. So when I start to think about my bare minimum non-negotiables for my life, for my week, for my day, I want to include things that are for my personal hygiene and going to benefit my overall biomarkers of health. If it was solely based on how I looked, I would have gotten bored a long time ago. But how I look is a byproduct of my habits, of how I treat myself. So I'm challenging you, I'm asking you to kind of reframe the way that you're looking at your exercise. Are you solely looking at it or going to your workouts because you're like, okay, fatty, time to get it together. Like, you better get it together and start to exercise. Or are you looking at this as just like a part of being a human? Like, we're mammals, and the way that the modern world works, like, we don't have to hunt and gather. We don't have to be in the fields pulling out our food. So we created exercise as a tool for movement. Okay, I'm gonna pick up and put down the heavy things over and over to create that movement. Movement is essential. You have to move your body. Exercise is truly optional. Like, you don't have to go and do weight training or sculpt, but you do have to move. Any doctor will tell you that. The data is all there. And so for me, I'm like, well, if I'm going to already be moving, I'm going to move in an intentional way. Like, I can look snatched in a bikini and also improve my overall biomarkers of health. But I want you to zoom out. Stop being so close to exercise as just a way to change your body, but rather a way to really change your overall trajectory of health. There are so many other benefits to exercise other than how your body looks. Like, just the fact that we've been able to show that exercise is linked to the reduce of various chronic illnesses, like including type 2 diabetes, cancer, and osteoporosis. Some of the most common chronic diseases that people suffer from in the modern world can improve your risk. You can reduce your risk, I should say, of various chronic diseases. And exercise can also just truly enhance your overall quality of life. Like, to me, having physical independence, reducing the risk of disability in an older age, and just like allowing for a more fulfilling and active lifestyle is, to me, just all the reason to continue to do it. They've also shown that like actually adding in exercise can increase your energy levels, making you feel more alert and less fatigued throughout the day. And so I hear from a lot of people like, I'm so tired. And it's because we're not moving our bodies in a regular way. The mental health benefits are, to me, some of the things that I notice the most, like the stress reduction. Exercise releases endorphins, and that helps alleviate your stress and improves your mood. It can improve your sleep. It can lead to better sleep patterns and better quality of sleep, and it actually boosts your cognitive function, including your memory and attention and your problem-solving skills. So if you're going into work and you're feeling totally brain dead, having a workout before you go into your day is going to be a huge benefit to you. You can create, you know, stronger muscles and bones by doing weight-bearing exercises that actually increases your muscle and bone strength. Aerobic exercise improves your heart health, and it can also enhance your immune system. So we've talked so much about immunity in the last few years and ways that we can, you know, prevent from getting sick. And exercise is such an overlooked tool and mechanism for better immune function. Now, weight management is also one small part of it. Yes, exercise can burn calories that can like aid in weight loss and maintenance. However, there are so many other benefits to showing up and getting your workout done. Exercise is obviously a very important component of your healthy lifestyle, and it can contribute to fat loss, but it is not the most effective tool for fat loss. Like, fat loss ultimately comes down to creating a caloric deficit, which means that you are burning more calories than you consume. So if we think about our body as a bank account, we need to be spending, being our movement, just slightly more than we're earning. So while exercise burns calories, it's relatively easy to consume those calories back through your diet. So for example, like a 30-minute jog might burn around 300 or 400 calories, but like one single snack can easily exceed that amount. An effective fat loss through exercise requires a significant commitment to high intensity workouts. And many people's lives, like busy lives, do not allow for that necessary time to achieve that effort of exercise at that level of consistency. Your diet plays such a crucial role in fat loss. Like, what you eat and how much you eat has more of a direct impact on your calorie intake than exercise ever will. It's easier to control your calorie intake by making small changes, like changing up your portion sizes or choosing more nutrient-dense foods. And contrary to popular belief, you cannot spot reduce through exercise. So doing abdominal exercises will not necessarily lead to fat loss. Like, I get so frustrated when I see those like 15 minutes to a smaller core or whatever. And it's like, yes, you can draw that transverse abdominal wall back in. You can do core corrective exercise. We can do pelvic floor work. There are ways that you can reduce the appearance of that lower mommy tummy, but that has nothing to do with fat loss. Fat loss only occurs throughout the body as you create a caloric deficit. And your body can easily adapt to regular exercise over time. I have clients that come to me and they are nurses and they're already doing 25,000 steps a day. Like, to them, the 10,000 steps a day rule means nothing. Their body has already adapted to this level of exercise. So that's already your baseline. And intense exercise can actually increase your appetite. I think so many women have fallen into that cycle of like, okay, starting Monday, I'm going to remove carbs, sugar, alcohol, and add in 5 days a week of workouts. And you've taken your intake from a very high amount and your movement, your exercise from a low amount, and you've swapped it. Now, that is going to create this phenomenon where the compensation can, it can be offset by calorie deficit and created by exercise. So you can end up where you're burning all of these calories. You've gone to the spin class and you've burned 1,000 calories, and then you're in the cabinet that night because you're so darn hungry. Like, I always think about the little hamster and their wheel, and they run like 2 miles a day on that little wheel, but they're still chubby. It's because it's very easy to offset those calories burned. And people's bodies respond very differently to exercise in terms of fat loss. And that can be based on genetics and hormones, and there's so many other factors that can influence how your body stores and burns fat. Some people also experience just overall more hunger cravings after exercise, and it makes it a lot harder to adhere to a calorie deficit. Now, I'm not discouraging you from exercise, but what I'm telling you is that if your goal is to lose body fat, your exercise cannot be your sole tool of doing that. Like, there is a very viral video going around where there's like a guy and he's like eating a crumble cookie and then running off the same amount of calories burned, which that's just not how it works. Based on your genetics, your overall muscle tone, your body is going to utilize that energy very differently. Someone that has an insane amount of muscle mass, their body is able to utilize that calorie energy really efficiently because it takes a lot of calories to maintain muscle mass. So exercise and your fat loss journey are two separate things, but you have got to exercise because it is so important for so many other factors of your health. And yes, it can create muscle tone. And yes, it can initiate some calories burned. However, that shouldn't be the sole reason that you're showing up and doing a workout. Yes, consistency is the key to success in any fitness journey, but it's not about pushing yourself to the limit every day, but rather making exercise a part of your regular life. Consistency helps build habits. When you repeatedly engage in an activity like working out, it becomes a habit that's hard to break, like brushing your teeth. It just becomes ingrained in you because it's part of your daily habits. Now, and consistency is what leads to progress and what leads to results. You will not see any significant changes overnight, but over time, those small, consistent efforts add up and your body adapts and you start to see results after your body has adapted. Consistency isn't just about the physical benefits. Regular exercise can boost your mood and reduce stress and increase your overall sense of well-being. It's not just about looking good, it's about feeling good. Consistency isn't just about physical benefits. Like, regular exercise is going to make your life better. And now that we understand that exercise is essential, like, I want to give you some practical tips for establishing and maintaining a routine. First, you need to set clear and achievable goals. So having a specific objective in mind. So it could be running a 5K or losing a certain amount of weight. Like, that gives you a reason to stay consistent. It's a clear and achievable, measurable goal. Now, second, you need to create a workout schedule. So we are treating these workouts like important meetings with that best friend. We are not going to leave her hanging in the coffee shop. So whether that's in the morning, whether that's during your lunch break, or if it's after work, consistency thrives on routine. When you are obedient to your routine, that is when you are going to see the most incredible results. And let's address overcoming some challenges. Like, obviously, you might encounter some challenges when you are trying to maintain consistency. And one common challenge is obviously lack of motivation. Like, motivation can be fleeting. You cannot rely on motivation. You must rely on discipline and the habit instead. So the most important workouts that you do are going to be on the days that you don't feel like it. And once you are in motion, then the motivation follows. Another challenge is time constraints, like we are all busy. But even finding 20 or 30 minutes for a quick workout is possible. The workouts in my app are never longer than 30 minutes. It makes it really easy to stay consistent because it's shorter than most reality TV shows. Lastly, setbacks and plateaus are part of the journey. I actually remind my clients, once you've lost a significant amount of weight and then you spend a small amount of time in a plateau, that's actually your body just practicing being at that new lower weight. Adjust your approach if needed, but keep going, keep moving forward. But consistency with your workouts is the cornerstone of a healthier and happier you. Remember, it's not about being perfect every day, but showing up regularly, even on the days when it is tough. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Keep Going Cat podcast. I love spending this time with you. If there was something that stood out to you in this episode, tag me on your stories or even share it with a friend. When you are spreading this knowledge, you're spreading the good news of ditching yo-yo dieting, of getting out of the rat race of diet programs that are not designed to give you results, but designed to keep you stuck. It is so life-changing. If you join the next 90-day transformation and a friend of yours joins, you are actually getting a very special referral bonus, but then also creating a built-in accountability buddy. So share the good news, share the love of the podcast. I hope you have the most amazing day. I love you all. Bye.